for sound bite quality. What do you hope to achieve with this today?
Like I said, it's not really momentous. This is more so an education moment, but not the end of the moment, if that makes sense. So it's just to not just only raise awareness, but to raise vigilance, because people, when people start to see a community come together, they get a little more shook. So I hope that's part of it too, and not just the individuals who are, you know, committing acts, etc., but if anybody has it in their head to be transphobic, homophobic, queerphobic, whatever, to release their hate outside of their little mind, I hope this could kind of deter them for a second or have them slip up, you know.
And what do you expect Spelman to do after this protest?
I don't expect shit from Spelman at all. Not only because I don't expect things, but because Spelman's track record kind of says, like, we send out emails to cover our ass. They do damage control a lot. So they're really reactionary and not proactive. So until we get our voices heard in culture, I don't really expect shit from Spelman, because Spelman administration follows culture. Spelman administration does not set culture.
And what's the culture of Spelman College?
The culture of Spelman College is the culture of the Black community, and that's to push it under the rug. That's to be whatever seems normal and the westernized American norm. So we try to do everything we can to be the normal. And I mean, we got everything down except being white. So we got the straight part, the cisgender part, the Christian part. We got all that. But we can never be white, so that's the sad part. But yeah, that's it. That's it. That's the norm around here. That's the culture.
Thank you for your time. Can you tell me your name, last name, classification?
Do I have to? Damn. What's my name?
You could just say you could say your first name and classification.
Marsha. Ooh, my name's Joy, sophomore.
Awesome. Thank you.